White Aryan Resistance calling. White Aryan Resistance calling. This is the White Aryan Resistance Radio Network. Your host for today's show is Tom Metzger, Terrible Tommy. So get a spot of tea, sit down and relax, because it's time for another show on the White Aryan Resistance Radio Network.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm back in town. Hey, Terrible Tommy here, and it is November the 8th, 2017, and it's cool here on the West Coast for a change. How about that? Well, I see the Great White Father's out of town. While the cat's away, the mice will play. Nobody's shot up the town in the last few hours. However, here where I'm at, I heard gunshots last night, a couple of them. Haven't heard an automatic weapon for a few weeks, but they're out there, having fun. There's one thing that gripes my ass, boys and girls, and I don't mind if I tell you, and that is this media. Not only is it useless and false flagging and misleading, but they will take a story and they will hack it and work it and work it and work it and work it for days and weeks until the next crazy ass thing happens, and then they do start all over again. That's all they do now. You notice that? And they'll take a story and they'll keep talking about the same story on every show, backwards, forwards, inside out. Just to kill time, I guess. Because that's entertainment, you know. When a bunch of people get shot up, these media people make a lot of money off that. They make a lot of money off of that. But it grabs my... I turn off the radio and the TV when something big like that happens, because I know, you know, how many times do I need to hear about it? How many times do I need to know what happened? Or think I know what happened. It goes on and on and on. So I just shut off the TV and radio when some big shootout happens, because I know what's going to happen. It's going to go on and on and on for days and weeks. And then it'll finally calm down a little bit. But still, they'll take any story and just cut it to pieces. That chaps my ass. Well, the Democrats finally got some... won an election down there in Virginia. Well, Virginia's been turning, blue, Democrat, or liberal? Been turning blue for a long time, quite a while, because Washington, the cesspool grandee, La Cesspool Grande, just keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and more foul all the time. So I said on Twitter that, the swamp is oozing south into Virginia. Sort of like one of those Steve McQueen movies, The Blob, you know. You ever see that movie? That's a crazy movie. The Blob just keeps sliding down into other areas of town until it gobbles up everybody. So I could have predicted, and you could have predicted, that win easily, because all of those people hate Trump's ass jumping on the bandwagon, and they're living down there in Northern Virginia now. So Virginia hasn't been a southern state for a hell of a long time. Like my old friend Bert Miller used to tell me, he said, "Tom, Atlanta, Georgia's not the South. That's not the South anymore. It's a northern city living in the South. That's what it is." I remember Howard Stern used to have death pools about when somebody was going to die. Well, I haven't seen any pools lately, but I think that they... they're going to call it the mass murder pool. Yeah. And they probably already have that going all over the country, but they're just not talking too much about it. Well, I saw a headline here that said the California NAACP is pushing to get rid of the national anthem. that's hilarious. And the doctors are saying that Christmas music too early in the season is bad for mental health. Well, we got a lot of shit that's bad for mental health, I'll tell you. Whatever happened to that story last week before the big shootout in Texas? There was a guy shot up a store up in Big Bear, and he held the whole store down for all day, I think it was, till finally they got him. Just one guy that does something crazy and doesn't kill anybody is not even a story anymore. I see that they've got lab-grown insects now to be released to kill off mosquitoes. Watch how this backfires. Just another one of those things, you know. You can't wait for those Uber flying taxi cabs. They're coming on, boys. Starting pretty soon. It's going to be interesting to see the first one that crashes. How they started their self-driving shuttles up in Las Vegas. What a town to have self-driving shuttles. Whoa. Hear about that new African disease? It's really, really bad news. They don't have any defense against it moving this way. Yeah. Boy, watch out. Of course, at the same time, they're bringing 50,000, 100,000 Negroes in from the same area where the disease is at. Huh. See, Obama reported for jury duty the other day. They sent him home. They don't want any Negroes on their juries. Big deal, boys and girls. They found some more pedophiles in Hollywood. That's real news. Well, the liberals have a new movie coming out. So-called liberals. They're not really liberals. If they were liberals, they'd be liberal. But they're not liberal. The conservatives aren't conservative either. What are they conserving? I haven't seen anything they've conserved in 50 years, really. Anyhow, their new movie, 20th Century Fox, has released a new post-trailer. Steven Spielberg, we know him. Latest film follows the country's first wonderful female newspaper publisher of the Washington Post, Kay Graham, played by Meryl Streep. She was another cohabitor with the Jew pedophile. Not the pedophile, but the, sex nut. And it's a hard-driving editor, Ben Bradlee, played by Tom Hanks. They're going to make these phony liberals look like wonderful people as they fight to publish the Pentagon Papers, which proved the government has systematically lied about the scope of the Vietnam War. Well, of course. They created it. Why wouldn't they lie about it? It's impossible not to get excited about the fact that this is a Spielberg film with a tremendous cast, right? Lots and lots more Jews. Here's the official trailer for that movie. Walks into the room. She's going to talk to Tom Hanks, who's playing Ben Bradlee. The super liberals. Actually, I think they're much more in line with liberal fascists, really. Everybody likes to use that word fascist nowadays. Most of the liberals, so-called liberals, are fascists.
Can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like a real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
This is a devastating security breach that was leaked out of the Pentagon.
The most highly classified documents of the war.
The Times has 7,000 pages detailing how the White House has been lying about the Vietnam War for 30 years.
The way they lied, those days have to be over.
Okay, people are concerned about having a woman in charge of the paper. That she doesn't have the resolve to make the tough choices.
Thank you, Arthur, for your frankness.
Let's do our jobs. Find those pages.
You're talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
Ben, I might have something.
It must be precious cargo.
It's just government secrets.
The New York Times was barred from publishing any more classified documents dealing with the Vietnam War.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning?
Well, we could all go to prison.
To make this decision, to risk her fortune and the company that's been her entire life, well, I think that's brave.
If the government wins, the Washington Post will cease to exist.
If we don't hold them accountable,
who will?
We can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
Nixon will muster the full power of the presidency, and if there's a way to destroy you, by God, he'll find it.
I'm asking your advice, Bob, not your permission.
She can't do this.
The legacy of the company is at stake.
What will happen if we don't publish? We will lose. The country will lose.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Graham?
What are you going to do, Mrs. Graham? That movie's going to be so much bullshit, it's unbelievable. Nixon may have been a jerk, but these phony liberals in Hollywood make some gods. They love to make these gods of wonderful people who really love their country and all that kind of shit. If you believe that, you'll believe anything. Personally, I'm glad they did release the Pentagon Papers because that brought the war to an end a lot sooner. Phony, crummy, shitty war that the Washington Post supported for most of the time. Hear about Ron Paul's 6 broken ribs and it's screwed with his lungs too. And the defense is it was open argument over grass clippings. The guy that beat him up, that's his defense. Well, that's interesting. I'll see how that works out for him. If that's what it was really about, and beating him up that bad, they both belong in a psych ward. And this 59-year-old Rene Bouchard that jumped old Paul, they've got him as a socialist. Maybe a communist. That's going to be interesting. Sort of the Cold War being fought all over again over grass clippings. Which tells you one thing, boys and girls, don't piss off a socialist. Maybe he was a national socialist. Sounds more like it. You know, during the campaign for president, Donna Brazile, the black woman, wasn't even allowed to swear in front of the Clinton people. How about that? Talk about racism. Ha ha. Well, I see the government here in California did one thing good. They banned pesticides spraying near schools, which is a very good idea and it should have been done a long time ago. The only problem there is most of the schools are jam-packed with dark-skinned mestizo Mexicans. Want to make sure they grow up strong and vibrant to get your job, man. Not safe anywhere, I see, where an ice chunk fell off an airplane, crashed through the roof of a house near the LAX airport, and landed in a bathtub. Wow, you're not safe anywhere. Well, somebody's thinking about the veterans of the war, World War II. It's a whole new take on the American military promise to leave no man behind, which they actually have done many times. A 15-person team from the nonprofit Fallen American Veterans Foundation with the Defense Department, the Coast Guard, and Google Earth are preparing to embark on a search to recover U.S. service personnel missing in action during World War II in some of the most inhospitable parts of the planet. Our extensive analytics indicate some very specific areas indicated in the hand-drawn treasure maps where we actually have X marks the spot. Lou Zepedzia, chairman of FAVF, who leads a team of scientists and engineers and explorers on both government and non-government missions to recover the remains. They say they're going 350 feet below the ice someplace looking for the remains. Well, I wonder what they're going to do about those 8,000 troop remains, Marines, in North Korea up by the Yalu River that the Chinese communists killed. That we forgot all about that. Yeah. Now China's our buddy. Now China's just about ready to whip our ass. Not my ass. Maybe not your ass, but the system's ass. And most people think it's all an accident. It's just good business that they're doing that. There's no skullduggery, no treason, no corruption. No, it's just good business. Just think of that, 8,000 troops that died up there on the Yalu. They're still lying there. Nobody's, that I know of, and up until now, has done anything about retrieving their remains. Well, there's still remains out there from before the First World War, before the at the time of the Russian Revolution, because I tracked that story down and found that there is a graveyard in Michigan, and I don't have it in front of me exactly where it's at, but I think it's up around Detroit someplace, where they buried a whole lot of the GIs that went over there to fight the Bolsheviks. You probably didn't even know about that. I had a guy work for me at one time, elderly gentleman who was over there during that Bolshevik Revolution with American troops in the East. He married a Russian gal and brought her back to the States. Baby said he was at Murmansk, there on the eastern part of Russia. I also knew a very old man who was part of the Russian palace guard to the Tsar prior to the Tsar's assassination. He was very old, but he was still kicking. Of course, as usual, the government's not putting up any money, any of your money. They need it to get more guys killed. They need about $1.5 million to seek out all the remains of these troops. But it has to be privately raised. Doesn't that figure? Doesn't that fucking figure? I see this one slip through the cracks, man. Two Atlanta police officers shot. Suspect was killed. It's a white guy. They must have done something to piss him off. Story was from the 8th of November. I'd like to know the whole story about this. A man suspected of shooting two Georgia police officers is dead. And, I hate to say it because I'll probably get myself in trouble, but I've been in trouble for a long time. There are some cops that deserve to be shot. I agree with the blacks. I'm not going to shoot any, though. According to our NBC affiliate in Atlanta, the suspect in the shooting has been identified as Jacob Bailey. He looks like a good white boy. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Bailey has been killed. The wounded officers are members of the Forest Park Police Department, and that shooting took place near a school in that city. According to the paper, both officers suffered non-life-threatening wounds, and there was no longer any danger to the community. Right, that's the way they're going to play it. But what was really behind the story? Why did he shoot him? You know? Oh, well, he has no excuse ever to shoot a cop. Well, one of the officers was shot in the neck while the other was shot in the leg. The injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The shooting happened near a middle school, which was placed on a lockdown. Forest Park police say the suspect, identified as a 30-year-old Jacob Bailey, exchanged fire with the officers after a traffic stop. The officers had pulled him over for reckless driving. Who knows whether that's true? Bailey was later found dead behind a house. He had been shot, but it was unclear if the injury was self-inflicted or if he had been wounded in the shootout. I still don't know the whole story. I'd like to see the whole story. White guys are coming uncorked, and you can understand why. See, there's a hot time in the old town tonight over in Israel. A string of protests by ultra-Orthodox Jewish activists against Israel's compulsory military service has paralyzed Jerusalem in recent weeks in what their leaders had hoped would be a show of strength by the traditionally insular society. Traditionally insular means segregated society. Instead, the demonstrations reflected desperate attempt by members of the vocal minority trying to preserve a lifestyle that is rapidly changing around them, widely seen as a drag on the country's economy. Screw religion. Israel's ultra-Orthodox world is being forced to adapt, in other words, give up, with growing numbers embracing technology, pursuing higher education, and entering the workforce, even serving in the army. Experts say tomorrow's ultra-Orthodox will look much different from the community that mainstream Israel fears today. Well, turning on the basic Jews, Orthodox Jews, boy, that's the basics. The money-grubbing general leadership like Netanyahu turning on them. You got to go fight in our army and go off and kill those Arabs. We're drafting you bastards and you ain't getting out of it. However, I do know from my trip over there that the rank and file Jews are really pissed off at these Orthodox because they're able to get out of the military service. They get all kinds of social welfare. My guide over there told me Orthodox live across the hall from him in an apartment building. He said they got about 10 kids and they got free everything. He says, I'm working my ass off. Those Orthodox Jews are on welfare. Think of the scams their Orthodox Jews are pulling in New York City, where there's thousands of them spilling over down into New Jersey. I've heard horror stories about the Orthodox down in New Jersey, how they take all their garbage and everything outside of town and throw it on the side of the road. Well, this is easy, interesting information for you, that the plague is ravaging Madagascar. Wasn't that where they wanted to put the Jews prior to World War II, Madagascar? Anyhow, it rates with the black death cases rising 8% in just a week. And that's just one of the plagues that's coming out of Africa. And everybody coming out of all these Negroes coming out of Africa to Middle America, they're carrying a plague under each arm. Do you know immigration's always been a pain in the ass in this country? Because the worst elements of any society sneak in under immigration policies. Even way back, sure, you got a lot of good people that wanted to work, and the big boys want cheap labor, but within all those millions of people that came in over the years, there was a good percentage of them that were criminals from the word go. Immigration is a terrible thing to adopt. I'm sorry, folks, but that's the way it is. Immigration is camp of the saints in this country. You hardly ever hear these people talking about immigration, talking about the disease and the plagues and all the terrible stuff that they bring in. It doesn't have to be a whole bunch of them bring it in. Just one could bring it in. The deadly plague outbreak ravaging Madagascar is continuing to spread, with almost 2,000 people now infected with the disease. Official WHO, World Health Organization, figures show that 143 people have been killed by the Black Death, an outbreak of which the notoriously killed off one-third of medieval Europe. The plague, which is airborne and spreading via coughing and sneezing, has been ripping through the East African nation since August. In the past week alone, it's spread by 8%, and experts warn its worst outbreak in 50 years, with 1,947 total cases so far. WHO also reports that the plague has reached 73% of the country. Well, and I bet they haven't stopped immigration out of Madagascar into the United States. I'll bet you any amount of money. That's how insane these so-called liberals are. They're not liberals, they're insane. They're insane people wanting to bring infected people into the country or not caring if they come in. Well, since the general population doesn't want to do anything about it or don't have any balls to do it, we're just going to have to suffer the consequences. Probably a hell of a lot of good people are going to die from this shit. Make sure you keep the ammo in your gun. If you're going to go down and die of this shit, take somebody with you. I mean, somebody's bad. But you know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. An example of a liberal, know-nothing teacher. A leftist teacher looking to indoctrinate her students by using lies was surprised and perplexed by a student who had a firm hold on facts, the kryptonite for phony liberals, truth. The student who didn't want to be named debated with the teacher every time he took her down. Her reply was the same, quote, "I am the decider, and I am smarter than the people who compiled the dictionary," unquote. See if I can pick up what she said.
Okay, but you do know that the rate of cops killing blacks is phenomenally lower. Blacks kill blacks higher rate. You're more likely to die from another black person than you are from a cop. And a lot of the time they're justified. They're justified.
Right. A conversation is not speaking fast so that a person can't interject. Because you already know your point, right?
I know.
So you have your opinion. You're literally a radical, like, conservative.
No. I'm not very radical. I'm centralist right. No. There are things I agree with liberals. I agree with liberals on things like weed. I agree with liberals on things like...
Right, but when you say things like,
things
we're sheep, we're eating grass, so that...
Yeah, because you're
professional. The narrative that you want to push is that we shouldn't talk about oppression.
No.
We have to talk about oppression. If we don't, oppression will go...
That's not what I mean by that.
Sheep is to say that you're following on a path without thinking.
Yeah.
Because
you're perpetuating the same thing the media says, how black people are oppressed, how this is just like slavery, how cops are roaming out in right, that they're right wing death squads gunning down people. No, there isn't. Most cop killings are justified. Most cop killings are justified. What's up?
You're absolutely wrong.
FBI statistics are wrong then.
No, your statistics are skewed because it's all about where you get your information.
The FBI.
If the FBI, but that can also be FBI. You know how much cover-ups is in the FBI?
Yeah, for sure.
What you're doing is perpetuating your own thought process. So you're always going to get information from establishments that are some sort of seated on white supremacy.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Seriously? Seated on white supremacy?
Seated, right? Grounded.
Seated on white supremacy?
You are a byproduct of white supremacy.
White supremacy, right?
It's a real thing.
Right. So when statistics show that more whites are killed, you don't think that maybe if they were white supremacists, they'd want to cover that up and make black statistics higher to make black people?
In the country.
Yeah, right. But figures have been adjusted.
So the point is how black people are killed.
They're killed by other blacks.
Right, but you're talking about numbers, but you're not thinking about percentages. If you have 12.9% of people in this country identifying as black. And out of that 12.9%, the percentage is high. Of that 12.9%, the numbers are high within that small group of blacks being killed by police officers with impunity. That's just a fact. Impunity meaning like nothing happens to them.
No, cops just don't see them.
You're skewing a statistic. You understand what I'm saying? So, like,
okay, but the statistic between blacks between cops killing whites and cops killing blacks have been adjusted due to the population. They have to. A. B.
No,
cops don't just go out in right wing death squads and gun them down in the street. There's always a reason. Yes, there are some cases where the cops genuinely fucked them, and 9 out of 10 times they end up getting in trouble. Those guys who choked out what? Eric Garner, the guy who said I can't breathe, they got arrested. Yes, they do actually.
And
the cop is being investigated.
If he was a white man, that would not happen. You can't
yes, it would have.
People
Yes, it would have. There was a guy in Missouri. There was a guy in Missouri who went on a killing spree. There was a black guy in Missouri who went on a killing spree. Killed eight people within a killed eight people and a sheriff. He killed eight people and a sheriff.
White cops in this country. You can't tell me any different.
What do you mean? There was a guy in Missouri who killed eight people. Eight people.
Right.
Oh, my God. Eight people. And the cops didn't kill him.
Domestic terrorism on people. And you, they don't even get
wait, so now you're just going to blame an entire race of people?
I'm going to say...
You're
going to
blame an entire race?
I'm saying that they get to operate with impunity.
No, they don't. Cops kill more whites.
The guy who killed all of those people, the white old man who shot all of those people at that concert, right? He was not being the terrorist. There was
he was a gun runner.
There was nothing bad about his beliefs. He was just a crazy old white man. You
yeah.
got one guy...
What do you mean? The media railed about...
...into, you know, a group of people downtown by Stuyvesant High School, and it's automatically a terrorist. This is a...
Okay, that's because...
White supremacy.
Okay, that's because, okay, do you want to know why? Because, okay, ready? 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 Okay, oh, wow, I totally believe in white supremacy, yeah. Okay, ready? It's not a terrorist attack. Okay, it's not a terrorist attack. It's not a terrorist attack when there's no political aim. A terrorist attack, when you commit violence to further a political goal.
You're wrong. Does not have to have a political agenda.
That's literally the definition. Google the definition, Xavier. When you use violence to further a political aim, that is the definition of terrorism. That is the definition of terrorism. Are you just going to do what the alt-right does? It's everyone else's fault, everyone else's fault, everyone else's fault. That's what the alt-right does.
Terrorism means... You can be a white man
oh my God.
Who is a terrorist. There is domestic
yes, obviously.
The
KKK. No one denies that. No one denies that. No one denies that. Yeah, but they have a political aim. The Vegas shooter had, as far as we know, no political aim. Terrorism. The unlawful use of violence. The unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. The Vegas shooter, as far as we know, unless something comes out. What do you mean you're not smarter than the dictionary?
Yes, I am. I bet you I am. Terrorism, yeah, you're dealing with a highly intelligent woman. Yes.
You're smarter than Merriam-Webster. You're smarter than Merriam-Webster dictionary. You're smarter than Merriam-Webster. Whoa.
Whoa. That could be any way. Think about it.
Whoa. Never said they weren't terrorists.
They are terrorists.
Never said they weren't.
The guy who killed all those people, that was terrorism. We don't know if there was a political aim.
If there's a political aim, it's terrorist.
And
by the way, the guy who mowed through, and by the way, the guy who ran over people in that truck he rented on Tuesday, that was terrorism because he had an ideological aim. He had a religious aim. No one said he wasn't.
In Mississippi and killed all of those.
Okay.
He had a political aim.
No one said he did. No one said he didn't.
Political aim, that's wrong. We can all say we have a political aim.
No, if you...
Career to have a political aim by being...
If a person randomly shoots up a store with zero political aim,
no,
I've known or mentioned, then it's not terrorism, it's just a shooting. It's just shooting. Sandy Hook was it just a shooting.
Diminish, and this is the problem with people like you. When you
really?
Diminish
I don't even know why you
terrorism...
Are you
no, I don't even know why either. She's smarter than the dictionary.
I
literally told her the definition.
No, you gave
I told her the definition.
You gave a narrow definition.
What do you mean? I read it right off line. You're not smarter than the dictionary. I'm sorry you think that, but you are not. You are not. You are not smarter than the dictionary.
Be afraid.
Miriam, the systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion to further political aim. Yes, but if you randomly shoot up a place like Sandy Hook,
that was a political aim. All of those people on the internet were freaking buying guns. That is a political aim to cause terror for whatever their agenda is.
Yes, but
politics is anything.
Yes, but the person who shot... Yes, but Adam Lanza, as far as we know, still has no political aim. He just wanted to do it because he was autistic. He was autistic,
because
right?
Because it's not a political
something.
Aim that you understand. Anything is political. If you can sway a group... Think about it. If you can sway a group to believe what you believe, that's politics, huh?
Yeah, but when you randomly do it, it's not political aim. Yes, that's terrorism. But when you randomly shoot up a place like the Vegas guy did, as far as we know, but the Vegas guy had zero political aim. There's no
investigation. If you think you're going to review that conservative jargon, you got another thing coming.
You think so? You're just gonna keep perpetuating the same thing over again. All black people are oppressed. All minorities are oppressed. The cops will go out in right wing death squads and gun down blacks. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. The guy who killed Philando Castillo was being investigated. Wasn't he actually fired? He was fired.
Who is fired? That black and brown people are not killed with impunity in this country.
I can say that. Yeah.
Then you are misguided, right? You are perpetuating white supremacy.
Wait, so it's either you agree with us or
that says you can kill us.
Wait, so it's either you agree with us or you're a white supremacist and therefore you're a disgrace to your race.
I wonder what
other kind of people say you're a disgrace to your race. Yeah, I really wonder.
No, I didn't say that.
If you perpetuate white supremacy, that means you're a disgrace to your race, right? You're saying that if I don't agree with the left wing narrative that all black people are living in fucking Nazi Germany, that therefore I'm a disgrace.
I don't think anyone has ever challenged you, but that
plenty of people have challenged me. I've debated people on the right, and I've debated people on the left. I've met genuine neo-Nazis.
But you gotta know what the words actually mean behind the definition. And that's why I'm gonna stop it. We can have this conversation
again
tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's what it's like to go to one of these hellhole schools and try to get the facts out or get some reasonable logic going with these super left-wing Bolshevik teachers. These so-called liberal teachers, she sounded like a moron. She said she knows more, she's smarter than the dictionary. How do you like that? That's Hillary Clinton.
Oh, thank you, sir. How are you? How's it going? All right. Everybody, settle down. I want to get a gun. I do. I really do. I never had that feeling before till I moved out to Los Angeles. This city just messes with your mind, you know? It's overpopulated, technically doesn't have a water supply, right? The dollar's crashing. Shit keeps you up at night. You're just thinking, what am I gonna do when the zombies come? Right? Start reading up on shit. Get some powdered food. Plant some zucchini. Get a windmill. Right? And that's all well and good, but if you don't know how to fight, all you're doing is gathering supplies for the toughest guy in the block. Right? Just thinking about that. What am I going to do? Some dude turns me upside down, starts shaking the gold coins out of my pockets. I got to get a gun. So I'm on the road, right? I'm in Reno. Great gun town. So I go down to that little gun store, right? Come walking in, there's some redneck there. I'm like, hey, man, I want to get a gun. He's like, I hear you. What you looking for? What you want? Mossberg, over under, 357 Magnum, right? Starts rattling off all this gibberish, right? I don't know shit. I'm trying to play it off. I feel like a bitch because I don't know anything about guns. So I was like, what do I do here? Ah, hell, I'm going to go with honesty. I go, look, dude, I don't know anything about guns. They terrify me, but I'm worried about the zombies. All right? Dude's just like, you need a shotgun. You need a shotgun, man. It's got a good spread. It's easy to load. Doesn't have a lot of working parts. Got a good spread. He kept saying that. It's got a good spread. I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, well, it means you ain't got to be that accurate. It's got a good spread. Further away you are, the more shit you hit. Got a good spread. In fact, you got a problem over here. You ain't even got to look. You just turn. Wow, that's it. You ain't got a problem over here anymore. Anything that was even remotely a problem ain't there anymore. Trust me. And then these people here, they saw what you just did here. You ain't got a problem here either. Feel me? 90 degrees taken care of right there. One shot. These people get smart, flip it over. Wow! That's it. It's got a good spread. So I'm like laughing my ass off. I'm like, dude, look, I just want to shoot the guy. I don't have to do a bunch of drywall work, you know? Reframe my diploma. Get my parakeet another friend, you know? I just want to shoot the guy. So I'm like, you know, how about one of these pistols? So he does like that classic, like that redneck trailing off thing. Like, you want a pistol? Go ahead and get a pistol. Well, I know. I've just been here 20 years. You know? Get a shiny one, right? So I was like, dude, what's wrong with getting a pistol? He goes, I'll tell you what, buddy. Because life ain't a movie. You feel me? I'm like, no. Can you please stop speaking in these backwards riddles? Can you just say what you're saying? I told you I don't know shit about guns. Come on, do me a solid here. He goes, well, look, you ever watch a movie? Guy goes, blah, blah, blah. He kills three people. Real life, man, you miss. You miss all the fucking time. You miss enough times, man, you might as well, you're empty. Might as well just be standing there with a big stapler in your hand. Man, what you gonna do? I was like, well, fuck it. Let's get the shotgun. So he's all ready to box the thing up. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I live with my girl. I can't just show up with a shotgun. Right? That's not some shit you can just come home with. If I found this stool on the side of the road, I can come home with this. Look at it. We can refinish it. We can carve our initials in it. We can have a good time. Right? Can't just show up with a shotgun. Hey, I got it for us. Right? One barrel for you, one for me. No. So she kiboshes the whole thing. Till the other night, somebody broke into our car sitting in the driveway. Starts fucking with her head, right? So she starts reading up on guns, you know? She's reading too much because now she wants to get one, but she's just like, well, I heard you got to keep the bullets in the safe, keep the stock in the garage. And then what? Then what? I run around the house and assemble it. There's some dudes chasing me with an axe. You know, even thinking this thing through, sweetheart. Just running around. Where's the scope? It's in the living room. He's in the living room. No, we're getting this thing. I want that fucking thing loaded right on the bedroom wall. Right there. I'll put that thing in my jam sleeves. Just like that. There's no other point. That's funny, though, when you talk about getting a gun. You know, people like they either totally for it or completely against it. You know, they either go nuts and start screaming, right? Or they start throwing out those stats. Yeah, actually, you increase your chances of getting shot by 80% the second you get a gun in the house. Really? What, because I'm going to load it and shower with it? Like, The fuck? I know it's dangerous. You get a pool in your backyard, you immediately increase your odds of drowning in your backyard, right? You couldn't do that before. Now you step on a rake, in you go. No, I'm telling you, I don't buy into any of that shit. Stats are so fucking stupid, you know? Not that they're stupid, it's the way people apply them. You already have your mind made up, and then you go to imright.com, you start memorizing a bunch of shit, and then just throw it up at people. This guy tried to get me to go scuba diving. I go, I'm not going, I don't want to get eaten by a shark. He's like, well, actually, 90% of shark attacks actually happen in shallow water. It's like, no shit, that's where the people are. No, it's called the beach. 90% of people are frolicking along the coastline. It's like there's people swimming to Europe. Let's go to Iceland, you pussies. Right? I don't know. But actually, I actually like Los Angeles. One of the few East Coast people that likes it. All my moron New York friends and Boston friends, they come out there, try to get a good slice of pizza at 4 in the morning. They can't. Like, this fucking place sucks. It's not like exactly where I left. What's the point of traveling if it's going to be different? That's so fucking stupid. Get a burrito and go on a hike. What's wrong with you? You're going to go to Hawaii? There's no pond hockey. This place sucks. I got to admit, the only thing that freaks me out about Los Angeles is all the plastic surgery. I don't get it. Why do people get plastic surgery? You know? Why can't you just admit it's over? You know? You had your time. Stop trying to look fuckable in your 50s. It's weird. With their faces yanked back. looking all shiny, right? Not to mention they haven't even figured it out. You know, why would you get a facelift? Can't you look at other facelifts and realize they haven't worked all the bugs out yet? Right? That's what you want to look like? Like you just lost a fight 3 days ago? Don't be a hero. Let somebody else go in there. Take the fucking beach. You lay back. Wait it out. They're just lying to people. I know, looks great, looks great. Put a little ice on it. We'll see you in a couple weeks. All right, take it easy. Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened? We followed every step. Did we miss something? Oh, hey. Oh, here's your keys. Here's your keys. There you go. Almost didn't recognize you. You look so young. All right, take it easy. She gone? All right, she's gone. All right, shred everything. Shred it. No, you're nuts. You wait it out. Let them figure it out. Then you fucking go in. Don't be a goddamn hero. You know? Look at hair plugs. Hair plugs don't look half bad now. Saw this guy the other night on TV. He's like, oh, God, I wish I did this 10 years ago. It's like, no, you don't. 10 years ago when they were stapling ant legs to the top of people's heads. Remember that? Your eyes would water looking at their hairline. Like, is that sewn in? I see pine tar. They used to put you in like a headlock. Hold still. Use like a nail gun. Hold still. Guys would tap out after a row and a half. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. You wish you got hair plugs 10 years ago. Do you wish you got polio 60 years ago? What else is on your wish list, sir? No, you don't fuck with your face. Okay? I understand liposuction. They screw that up. You can put on a shirt. Right? There's no shirt for your face. Who do they think they're fooling with that stupid, you know? And then you lie to yourself. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do this. Just going to have this done. No, you're not. You're not. What are you? You're just going to wax the fender in your car? Then that's it? And the rest of it looks all shitty? Well, maybe I'll just do the hood. And maybe I'll do the back. That's how it happens. Then you look like one of those real housewives with face all twisted up. Fucking idiots. Anyway, look. Yeah, they're idiots. Do they look like I'm in my 20s? No, you look weird. You look fucking weird. You still look like you're in your 50s. I just can't guess what year anymore because I've never seen that year. I've never seen that shiny fucking look. It's almost like you discovered a new age between 52 and 53. Yeah. People, there's nothing wrong with being 52 and looking 52. All right, you're 52. You didn't get fucked. Yeah. What would you rather be, 52 and look 52, or be 52 and look like a 28-year-old lizard? All right, that's your options at this point. You know what's really embarrassing is that the facelift, that's predominantly a white problem. Do you notice that? I've never seen a black person with a facelift ever. Other than like the Jacksons, but they're all out of their minds, right? Because their dad made them rehearse all day and sleep in the fireplace. Right? Jamming all nine. Get in there, you bastards! No hugs, no kisses. His face permanently twisted up from 50 years of screaming, sing, motherfucker! It's understandable with them. Hey, do you know why so many whiteys need facelifts? I love that word. I'm trying to bring it back. I love it. It's funny. Whitey! You know why? Do you know why so many Caucasians need facelifts? Because we don't know about lotion. See that? Only half of you laughed. That should have been everybody. Yeah, but a lot of you were sitting there like, well, what about lotion? What is this lotion you speak of, and what is the magic therein? Just to put it out there, you can use lotion on other parts of your body besides your dick. Yeah. If you ever wondered why your dick still looks brand new, but the rest of you is starting to look like an aging pirate?
Well, I can't make this show go on too much longer, but that was Bill Burr, B-U-R-R. Horrible Harry turned me on to him. This guy's the funniest guy. He is truly funny, and he has a lot of racist stuff on, too. He's great. So you can go up there to YouTube and download Bill Burr. He's not like most of these Jew filthy comedians either.
And everyone wants to tell you their stupid bullshit. And some of them don't know when to stop talking. Those are the dangerous ones. The ones that don't know when the conversation is over. They just go on and on and on and on and on. Verbal diarrhea running at the mouth. And dumb shit, stupid shit, trivial shit. Shit you're not even remotely interested in.
Did I tell you about my mom and dad? Did I tell you about my mom and dad? My mom and dad were down on vacation, this is about 6 years ago, I think, down to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. I think it was six. Seemed like six. Could have been seven. Somewhere in there. Six, seven, in that area. More than six, less than seven. Let's call it six and a half. So about 6.5 years ago, my mom and dad went on vacation down to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. You know, now that I think of it, it seems more like 8 years ago. I think about eight would be about the time of Y2K, wouldn't it? Remember that? Remember Y2K? Well, nothing ever happened. What was that all about? All of a big fuss and nothing ever happened. Anyway, so about 8 years. Eight was eight or five, one of those. And my dad found a big rock, what he thought was a big rock, and it turns out it was a 27-pound dinosaur turd. A petrified dinosaur turd, and he gave it to my mom. He said, "Here, mom, put this. This is a dinosaur turd. Put this in your purse." And she said, "Dad, I don't think this is a dinosaur turd. This thing is still warm. Whoever dropped this thing is still walking around in here, and we better get the fuck out of this cave." Nine years ago, I know it was nine. I know it was nine because my wife was pregnant with our first son, Mahmoud ibn el-Said ben Salam. And he's 10 now. Or is he 11? He could be 11. He's either 11 or 5. But while all this is going on, you're searching through your mind for something graceful and diplomatic you can say to bring the conversation to a close. And all I can ever come up with is, "Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!" But you can't say that. Good manners don't permit it. You have to find some other way. I go to body language. I try to indicate with my body language that I'm through with the conversation. I find myself leaning at a 45-degree angle, indicating the direction I'd like to go, that this person would just shut the fuck up. I might even give him a verbal cue. Surgery. Surgery. I'm late for surgery. I'm having my ears sewn shut. But they don't pick up on that.
I'm telling you, boys and girls, if you don't have a funny bone, if you don't have a good sense of humor, you can't survive this shit, this mess that's all around us. You will never survive it without a strong, strong sense of humor. See you tomorrow. That is, if I don't go nuts in the meantime and run off and join the circus.